Daniel chapter 10, behind the scenes of a prayer meeting. Behind the scenes of a prayer meeting. Daniel chapter 10 and verse number 1. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. And he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I appoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, which is actually Tigris, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone and saw this great vision. There remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words. And when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep, on my face and my face toward the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then he said unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come forth for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. Now, in this chapter, Daniel calls a prayer meeting, and he gathers together some of the brethren together, and he goes out by the Tigris River there to pray. Well, the reason that he had called the prayer meeting was because he was in trouble. That's usually the reason why people call prayer meetings. They've got problems, and they've got troubles they're concerned about. So he had a problem, and the problem was of such a great burden to him that he decided to set aside some of the normal things that he might partake of, some of the special foods and the wine and some of the things that meat and such as that he would normally eat. He decided to set that all aside. So it was a partial fast. Of course, a lot of people today call it the Daniel fast, but it was a partial fast. And he set those things aside. And it says that he didn't even anoint himself at all. It's likely that he didn't bathe. He didn't anoint himself. For 3 weeks, he just secluded himself by the side of that river, Tigris, and he prayed. You know, we usually call, the reason why I'm convinced that the Lord has put this so heavily upon my mind to keep pounding away at this important topic of prayer is because we're in trouble. There is trouble, and there are problems, and there are needs, even among us, from time to time, different ones come to me and say, this is a problem we're facing, or this is something that we're facing. Would you help me pray about this? And I, you know, when they talk to me, if you talk to me in confidence about a problem or a need, I'm not going to spread that all around and tell everybody about it. But from time to time, different ones of you have come to me with needs. Would you please pray with me about this? And of course, we have called upon the Lord in your behalf. So he fasted and he prayed and he was so troubled. What was he troubled about? Well, you have to look at verse 1 to kind of get a little insight into it. Was the third year of Cyrus, the king of Persia. And that year was the exact year that Jeremiah had prophesied that the 70 years of captivity would be over with. And so they are now completed at this third year of the reign of King Cyrus. And so the captivity is technically over with, as according to Jeremiah's prophecy. It's over with now, but they're not leaving and they're not going back to their homeland. But instead, the farmers and the shepherds and all the people that left Palestine, the land of Israel, left that and was taken into captivity and into Babylon, they're no longer taking care of sheep. But now they're shopkeepers and they've started businesses, you know, like Walmart and Macy's, and they've started all these businesses and they're making a lot of money and they don't want to go back to the life that they were living. They've got kind of comfortable down there in Babylon. That's what has troubled him. He's troubled over the fact that the end of the captivity has come, but they are not taking advantage of the freedom that's been made available to them. And so he prayed, and he had men with him that had joined with him in prayer. Just read and reread the text, and all this that I'm paraphrasing tonight, you'll pick up on it. There were other men that were with him. He was the only one that saw this vision. The rest of them, it says, they didn't see the vision, but they trembled. They somehow experienced it. They must have sensed the presence of the Lord, and they trembled. But Daniel actually saw this vision, and it's described there in verses 5 and 6. And this vision that he had was a vision of the Lord. The Lord himself appeared to Daniel in this this circumstance. He appeared unto him in this prayer meeting. He revealed himself to him. It says in verse 7, I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. He was the only one that saw this vision of the Lord himself. The rest of them, it says that they didn't see the vision, but a great quaking came upon them. This was because they were encountering the presence of God. This was a revelation of Jesus himself, the Son of God, to Daniel. Praise God. There were other experiences similar to that. What they saw, what he saw, what was there all the time. And that is that whenever you call upon the Lord, he is there. When you call on him, he is there. But what he saw was an actual manifestation of Jesus. He actually saw the Lord and the glory of the Lord. And so he kind of saw in this prayer time and fasting time, he saw behind the scenes, and Jesus appeared unto him. Remember in Revelation chapter 1, when John had that same experience there, that he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, the Bible says, and he heard the voice of the Lord, and he turned around to see the voice, to see this voice, and he had this encounter with the Son of God. And he's described to him all the different things about him, his hair that was like wool and his piercing eyes and all the things that was a description of this revelation that John had of Jesus. Amen. He had a vision. It's like the curtain was dropped for Daniel, and he saw that there's something going on behind the scenes. And I want you to know that as a person of prayer, it's not just what's on the surface. You see, this is why we've got to do something about our sound system. Because it's here, and then it's gone. And then it'll come back here in a little bit, and you all will wake up because it'll be loud and blaring. We got to do something about this problem. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. It'll come back on here in a minute. The curtain dropped. The curtain dropped, and he saw behind the scenes that Jesus was there. And I want you to be encouraged to know that you're not all alone. You're not praying your prayers alone. The Lord is always there. His presence is there. You may not visibly see him like Daniel did or like John did, but he is there. So we need to pray, Lord, open our eyes so we can see and understand that you are with us. When we call upon the name of the Lord, you're there, and that you will meet with your people. Remember the story there? I think it's in 2 Kings chapter 6, when Elisha's servant went out that morning and said, we're surrounded by all of the armies of Syria. And the prophet Elisha got up and looked out the window and said, there's more with us than there are with them. No problem. And he said, what are you talking about? We're surrounded by the Syrian army. And he said, there's more with us than are against us. Praise God. And then he prayed a prayer, Lord, open my servant's eyes so that he can see what I can see. So he can perceive what I can perceive. And that there's more than just the physical world. There is the spiritual world. There are things going on behind the scenes. Whenever you decide to call upon the name of the Lord, praise God. And God is working and he's moving in your situation. If you'll put your trust in the Lord, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You're not alone. And there is something, whenever you call upon the name of the Lord, he's promised, I am there. I am with you. I will answer your prayer. I will come to your rescue if you will call upon my name. Amen. So Daniel's reaction was similar to John the Revelator's reaction. The Bible says that John fell like a dead man. And at this encounter with this glorified Son of God. But Daniel, the Bible says that when he saw him, when he was left alone with him, he said, there remained no strength in me. For my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the voice of the words. When I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. I'm telling you, Daniel had the same kind of experience. I mean, when he saw this glorified Son of God, they saw that he was really there with him. Then he too went weak in his body and fell in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And it says, and behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hand. Praise God. So not only are there demonic forces and the enemy working behind the scenes, but we need to be also reminded of the fact that whenever we're calling upon the Lord, that there are heavenly forces that will come to our assistance. That come to our aid. The Lord will come. The angels of the Lord will come. Amen. There are ministering spirits, it says in Hebrews chapter 1, sent forth to minister to those that are heirs of salvation. Angels of the Lord that are sent forth to minister to you if you're an heir of salvation. If you're a Christian here tonight, then there are those angelic forces that are fighting the battle for you and with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So there is help from heaven behind the scenes at a prayer meeting. When you go to call upon the Lord, you might be praying by yourself, or there might be two or three or five or six that are gathered together for a prayer meeting, however many. You can be assured of the fact that it's not just you and it's not just a few, but the Lord is with you, and his angelic helpers are behind you to strengthen you, to uphold you. The Bible says, a hand touched me, which set me up on my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly loved. Words of encouragement to Daniel. Understand the words that I speak unto thee. Stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Praise God. The angel helped him up, helping him recover from this overwhelming experience of seeing Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. All this is going on behind the scenes. Amen. Be encouraged tonight when you pray that God is at work in your behalf. You are not alone. Your prayer is not in vain. And your prayer is not weak. Amen. We talked this morning about Stephen, his last prayer. And he was weakened by the circumstance of being beaten down by those that were stoning him to death. But yet he was able to pray this feeble, weak little prayer. What was the prayer, Sister Huff, that you said your aunt said? He hears the slightest whisper. Amen. You may feel like that you don't have enough ability to pray that you can barely get out a whisper. It may seem weak, but I want you to know that you're not alone, that the Lord is there with you. You don't see him behind the scenes. He is there in the realm of the spirit that you may not be seeing. God is fighting your battle for you. He is with you. You're not alone. God is at work in your behalf. And Daniel was encouraged that day when he heard the Lord speak to him and tell him, Daniel, when you first prayed, the very first word you spoke, I heard you and I answered you. Praise God. Have you ever thought, Lord, you didn't hear me? I've prayed about this and you didn't move in my situation. You didn't come to my rescue. But the Bible says we need to ask. And just simply come to the Lord and ask him. He wants you to ask him. He delights in his children coming to him and asking him. Amen. Glory to God. Now, in this circumstance, I'm not the dad, I'm the granddad. But when little Emmy comes through the kitchen and says, I want a sticker. I know what that means. It doesn't mean sticker, it means sucker. That's how she pronounces sucker. And if nobody's looking around, the parents aren't looking at nobody, then I'll sneak and get her a sticker. Amen. 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 Why? Because when our children ask, we want to meet that need. Amen. Or that desire. Not necessarily a need. But that want. He said, Daniel, don't be afraid. Fear not, because God heard your prayer the first day. The first day that you prayed that prayer, God heard your prayer. Remember, we talked about this Wednesday night that our prayer is a certain answer. It's a for sure answer. When God says, call unto me, and I will answer thee. That's a certain answer that he gives to us. It's absolute. It's certain. We belong to him. We're his children. And when we come to him asking, he will answer. Amen. We used to sing a song, the answer's on the way, this I know. Jesus said it, I believe it, and it's so. Y'all remember that one? My heavenly Father knows your needs before you pray. So you can rest assured, the answer is on the way. Praise God. So he wants us to come asking. Come asking. You know what we do? I do it. I'm sure we all do it. We let it worry us. It burdens us down. We get overwhelmed with it. And we sprout a few extra gray hairs and lose a few other hairs. And we just worry about needs and problems and concerns when Jesus wants us to understand that there's a mighty force in the unseen world that's supporting us whenever we pray. Our prayer is not weak. Our prayer is not feeble. We are a child of God, and he wants us to simply ask him. ask him. He wants us to seek him. He wants us to knock. Just keep on coming. Keep on asking. Keep on trusting and believing that he will answer. Now, in this circumstance, he said, yes, when as soon as you prayed the prayer and thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before me, thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. This glorious visitation that Daniel has here is the result of Daniel's prayer. Amen. Daniel prayed, and the Lord was there. He came to his rescue. Now, he brings the explanation. He says, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 20 days. All of those days that he prayed and fasted and waited upon the Lord, he was being withstood by the prince of Persia. So not only do we know that behind the scenes, there are spiritual things in the spiritual realm that are going on, angelic beings, the Lord our defense, the Lord our strength, our ever-present help in the time of need, the Lord is there. But we also understand that there is in this world, in this unseen world, there is a darkness as well. There is a demonic host. There is a satanic influence. And just as there were angelic beings who fought for us, there are demonic forces that fight against us to stop the plan of God, to hinder the plan of God, to stop the success of your prayers and your confidence in God. And when we don't see the answer come whenever we want to see it, many times we get discouraged and lose heart and begin to wonder, Lord, did you hear me? Do you really care about what I'm going through or about what I am concerned about? And notice that there are demonic forces that are also related to certain regions and even nations of the earth. I think that's such an interesting thing to consider. But it shouldn't be too much of a surprise to us when we see what's going on in the world of Islam and the darkness that's there and the demonic forces that are causing them to blow things up and to murder people and to cut people's heads off. Behind that all is not a peaceful religion, but it's a demonic force. Amen. It's demonic, and it's Satan's efforts and certain regions of the earth. And you say, well, I'm so glad to live in this nation, but I want you to know there's demonic activity going on in this world too. And we need to pray for the leaders of our country and pray for our nation and pray for a move of God. Too often we want to blame the leaders. For the last previous 8 years, everything that happened, well, it's Obama did that. That's Obama. Obama did that. And now it's Trump. That's Trump doing that. Trump did this and Trump did that. And I think we give a little bit too much credit to those that are in positions of authority. And understand that behind those forces are forces in the dark world, forces in the behind the scenes. God is working and the enemy is working to try to stop the plan and the purpose of God. Amen. Amen. So behind the scenes, God is working. Amen. And anytime you attempt to pray, call upon the name of the Lord, you are not you're not isolated, you're not alone, you're not forgotten or forsaken, but the Lord hears your prayer. He appeared to Daniel and revealed himself. He sent his angelic beings to come and to strengthen him and to sustain him and to help him, to encourage him in the circumstance that he was in. And I just want you to be encouraged tonight to know that behind the scenes, there are things that are going on. And behind the scenes, there are victories being won and some victories that are being lost because we have given up and lost faith and confidence in God. That's what the enemy wants to do. But oh, if somehow we could pray, Lord, help me to see. Help me to see beyond my circumstance and to see beyond my worries and the burdens that I'm concerned with, and to see, Lord, that your mighty hand is at work there, that you are working, you're answering prayer,
You're moving in that situation that I've been concerned about and I've been praying about. It's not an impossible situation. The devil's just fighting. He's sending his demonic forces to try to stop the success of the purpose and the plan of God. Amen. I've prayed for years and years. God would give us an overwhelming revival at this location right here, with hearts being touched and the building being flooded with people who are crying out to God. And I know it's the will of God. I know it's the heart of God. The desire of God is to pour His Spirit out upon His people and to save the lost, even to the uttermost of this community, in this county. That's the will of God. We've got an enemy that don't want it to happen. He's trying to stop you and discourage you from your prayer efforts, from calling upon the Lord. And I want to encourage you, let's get back to seeking the Lord. Let's get back to seeking the Lord. Let's get back to praying and calling upon the name of the Lord. In Daniel's case, he set aside things and fasted and prayed those 21 days and held on to the Lord. And he had this wonderful revelation. But what's really amazing about this account was that all of this problem and this thing that concerned him, that God moved in such a way. And from this point on in the next two chapters is the greatest revelation of the events to come to this world that's in all of Scripture that was given to Daniel as the result. So his victory, he received the answer that he desired, but his answer was far beyond anything that he could ever have imagined. Because when God began to move and to reveal himself to him, God gave to him this glorious vision of the culmination of time and the events of the plan of the ages that was all going to come together, of which you and I are a part of right now, that was prophesied and written about by the prophet Daniel. And all of that came to him from this glorious experience. Hallelujah. Praise God. So fear not. Don't be discouraged. Understand that God is working behind the scenes. Your weakest, most feeble little prayer is a prayer that has great power behind it. When you pray in the name of Jesus, when you pray asking for the mighty forces of heaven to be behind you and strengthen you and to help you, you are not alone in your prayer. Hallelujah. Let's stand together. Amen. Let's thank the Lord tonight for the promise of His word. Hallelujah. Lord, many situations seem difficult and hard and impossible. Lord, and great burdens weigh heavily upon our hearts. But Lord, as Daniel turned his heart toward you, help us, Lord, to turn our focus to you, to call upon the name of Jesus, to call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I know that we're weak, and I know, Lord, that we don't have power within our own strength. But Lord, we know that you're our defender. We know that you will fight our battles. And we know, Lord, that you are our strength, and you will keep us and sustain us and uphold us, Lord, in our times of need. And not only will you answer the prayers that we're praying about, but Lord, you will answer beyond anything that we could ever, ever imagine. Oh, Lord, in greater revelation of your plan and your work in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.